keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Tuesday here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll get back to the hot topics of the day in a moment. Because we're going to talk about another hot topic. And that's the challenge that I face here every day. There's so much news. I mean, there's like a dump truck worth of news on my desk every day when I get here. Like, say, the acting attorney general getting the boot overnight so that Donald Trump's immigration laws get enforced. Things like that, you know, creates a lot of stir. At any rate, Obamacare has been in the focus of a conversation for, well, probably, I think it's safe to say, ever since it was put into place. And, you know, everybody has an opinion on it, I would say. I've been affected by it, not in a good way, a couple of times, been forced off my insurance and back on, so on and so forth. But what about a healthcare alternative to insurance for those that are Catholic or Christian? There's something out there. You keep hearing this on the radio. And I said, you know what? I want to know what that's about. So I finally made a call. And when I say I mean Ivy made a call on our behalf to get somebody on the program. Lewis Brown, Director of Catholic Healthcare Ministries here. Lewis, welcome to the program.
Hi, great to be on your show, Steve.
Glad.
Go ahead. And happy to be director for the ministry, CMF Curo. It's a great thing to offer folks across the country.
So what is it? I mean, we hear these ads from different people that are like a shared responsibility thing. Is that what we're talking about here? And if so, how does it work compared to other more traditional insurance programs? Please explain in short terms so the listeners have a good understanding.
Sure. It's very different, Steve, from health insurance. Really, it's just not health insurance at all, but it's a situation in which you have households across the country, generally speaking, Christian households across the country that directly share their medical costs. So it's not insurance. Every month, at least with our ministry nationwide, we partner with a Protestant group, Samaritan Ministries International. Every month, I would send a check, if I'm a member of the ministry, which I am, to a different household. And I would know their needs, particularly that, you know, the Smith family in Texas, you know, their daughter has a broken leg. I send the equivalent of what we call a share payment, what is known as a premium payment in health insurance, but a share payment, I would send it as a member of the ministry directly to the family. So one month to the Smith family, the next month I send money to the Brown family, the next month I send it to the McCarty family, and so on and so forth. It's about the same amount every month. If I have a medical need, I will receive checks from across the country to pay for that medical need in full. And that's how it works. So there's 600,000 Americans nationwide.
So hold on, Lewis. I just want to ask you something because from my practical brain is kicking in there.
Sure.
So let's say you have a situation where you need $10,000 to pay a medical bill, and these checks start coming to your... Right. To your mailbox. Is that a taxable event? Is that something you need to declare on your taxes? Does the IRS take an interest in what you're doing there?
Generally, no. I think with health care reform that's going to be going on in Washington this year, we're going to seek some clarification on that. There's not a definitive answer on that, but generally, no, it's not considered to be taxable income. That's the interpretation that we've seen to be really most prevalent, but that has not been something that's been definitively reached yet, but we're hoping that we can get clarity in healthcare reform. But again, this is not a small event. Near $1 billion a year in medical costs is paid for through health sharing. So this is something that's very prominent. This is not a new thing. It's a large part of the healthcare industry, generally speaking. Still, health insurance is the overwhelming majority of folks. Pay for their health insurance pay for their medical costs through health insurance. Mm-hmm. But this is something that's done. Generally, state health insurance commissioners have agreed that this is not health insurance. And so
it's a community helping itself is basically what it is. Lewis Brown with us, Director of Catholic Health Care Ministry, CMF. Curo is the affordable health care alternative to insurance for those who consider themselves to be Catholics and Christians. Lewis, just so I'm clear again, then, so you pay a small amount into the fund every month, and then if you hear about Mrs. Smith or Mr. Brown, they're not feeling well, you send them $20 or 10, whatever you can afford. Is that how it works?
Right. So every week for our ministry, every month you receive a newsletter across the country, folks that are individuals in the ministry receiving newsletters. So we have about 1,200 households nationwide. We partner with Samaritan Ministries. They have 60,000 households. Every month you receive a newsletter that says, the Brown family had this medical incident. Please send your check here. So it's generally speaking the same amount every month. So for an individual, for us, it's a little under $300 per month. And you send most of that $300, you send that check directly to that person.
All right, so how do you know?
The same amount every month.
How do you know, okay, the Browns needed $10,000. We'll stay with that example. How do you know when they've reached the $10,000 and they don't get like 20 or 30 or 40 grand because it happened to be, you know, the day before Christmas and people felt a little bit more like giving or whatever the cause may be? How do you know they've reached the amount they're supposed to have?
Sure. So we use an algorithm that essentially signposts all these households across the country so that we can direct the right amount of money to that household. So if they have a $100,000 medical bill or they have a $200,000 medical bill, we would direct, you know, the appropriate number of members of the ministry to pay for that medical cost specifically to that person. And so that's how it works. So by way of example, I was at the March for Life Rose Dinner a few days ago, and there's a close friend of mine who's a member of our ministry from Ohio. He had a heart attack, and those medical costs have been paid and are being paid in full by the members of the ministry. So anything from, you know, I have a cold and I had to, you know, I had to see my medical doctor, or I had something a little more serious and had to go to the hospital, to I had a heart attack, or even a cancer diagnosis after you join the ministry. Those things are shared in full by the members of the ministry, coming together, really bringing the love of God so we are caring for each other directly, recognizing that government has a proper role to pay for these things, but there's other ways the community can come together, you know, across the country to directly pay for each other's medical.
Well, it certainly is a fascinating approach, that's for sure. Do you expect that these sorts of things will be recognized in a new healthcare plan that is anticipated by this administration sometime in the next year or two, whenever they get their ducks lined up, that Obamacare will be gone, something new will be in place? Do you believe that what you're doing will remain legal and compatible with whatever law comes along?
Most definitely. So the Affordable Care Act, as it is written, has a section that designates members of healthcare sharing ministries nationwide to essentially meet the requirements of the individual mandate. It says they're exempt from the requirements of the individual mandate if they're a member of a healthcare sharing ministry that meets certain requirements. Secretary Designate Price, he's not been confirmed, but he's the designee by President Trump. I went to the Dirksen Building here in Washington, D.C., where his confirmation hearing was held. I was in the overflow room for part of it. Couldn't get into the main room, but
right.
His plan, which he wrote when he was in Congress, is called the Empowering Patients First Act, and one of the provisions or one of the sections within that legislation talks about providing health savings accounts for members of healthcare sharing ministries. So Secretary Price is very aware of the importance of healthcare sharing, and we would expect that to be promoted in whatever new health care improvements that this administration makes in the next years to come.
Lewis Brown, Director of Catholic Healthcare Ministry. Real quickly, a website where people can find out more.
Sure, it's mycatholichealthcare.com. mycatholichealthcare.com.
mycatholichealthcare.com. Something completely different and worth consideration, and something different to think about this Tuesday. Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you, Steve. Great to talk to you.
Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.